Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Wednesday, the 11th day of September 2019. It is the 254th day of the year, 111 days remaining until the end of the year, 12 days until autumn begins, 174 days until primaries, and 419 days until presidential elections. The sun rises at 6:49 this morning. The sun sets at 7:22 this evening. Tonight we have 12 hours and 33 minutes of daylight to play in today. Solar noon at 1:05, next low tide at 4:43 this afternoon, the first high tide at 11:36 this morning, and the final low tide at the Golden Gate at 10:40 tonight. The moon is currently 93.5% visible, a waxing gibbous moon. If you feel like howling, this is the right time. We'll have a proper full moon on Friday the 13th. It'll be called the full corn moon, corresponding with the time of harvesting corn. It's also called the barley moon because it's time to harvest and thresh the ripened barley. Today is I Want to Start My Own Business Day, Libraries Remember Day, Make Your Bed Day, Women's Baseball Day, National Hot Cross Bun Day, and National No News is Good News Day. Today is also the Battle of Tendra Day in Russia, the death of Jinnah in Pakistan, Enkutatash, celebrated in Ethiopia and amongst the Rastafari, National Day in Catalonia, Nehruz in Coptic Orthodox Church, and Teacher's Day in Argentina. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with O. Henry, D.H. Lawrence, Theodore Adorno, Jessica Mitford, Arvo Pärt, Brian De Palma, Lola Falana, Mickey Hart, Leo Kottke, John Martin, Christy McNichol, Victor Wooten, Harry Connick Jr., Taraji Benson, Henson, and Ludacris. And on this day in history, 1789, Alexander Hamilton is appointed the first United States Secretary of the Treasury. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@kalw.org. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the community listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today in the cafeterias. The turkey pepperoni pizza, the cheese pizza, the sesame chicken wrap, and corn with Italian garlic seasoning. That's new to the menu. Some other schools may also have as an alternative the bean and cheese pupusa, the barbecue chicken and cornbread, the tomato pesto provolone sandwich, the roasted squash, and the baby carrots. That's what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. An hour of news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Also, more BBC news this hour with Top Line at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. In fact, three stories about big decisions made in Sacramento this week. The world is paying attention to this one. Imagine being an employee, not an independent contractor, for gig economies companies like Uber or Lyft. Yesterday, the state assembly passed a bill 29-11 to make that so. Democrats such as Governor Gavin Newsom support the bill, and Republicans and many companies oppose it. The assembly is also changing how charter schools are opening in California. It will now be up to local school districts and county governments to authorize charter schools, and no longer the state. Another part of the law says teachers in charter schools must be credentialed. Current teachers have 5 years to fulfill that assignment. There are currently 1,300 charter schools in California. They enroll 10% of K-12 students. Charter schools are supported by our taxes, but they can operate by different rules than traditional schools. They can be smaller, and students can have better focus on their work from staff, but issues have been raised in the past on charter schools as to whether corporations can sponsor them, dictate school programs, single religious teaching could be allowed, and teachers could be shut out from being members of a union. Republican legislators say the new bill may be protecting failing schools. Lawmakers have also sent to Governor Gavin Newsom legislation that moved to cap annual rents statewide for most tenants. The California state voted 25 to 10 to cap rent increases at 5% each year, plus inflation for the next decade, while banning landlords from evicting tenants without just cause. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom says he will sign the bill into law, but first it must survive a final vote in the state assembly, where the California Association of Realtors are pushing to defeat it. NPR also this morning reported on how the California State Assembly is about to pass a law that would make it possible for state college athletes to be paid for their use of their images on to market products. Cross Currents Morning Report is coming your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04 and a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5 o'clock. For KLW News, I'm Kevin Vance. One more hour of Morning Edition from NPR News. Support for NPR comes from iDrive, maker of Remote PC, providing access to computers with a display of remote computer on a local screen for use with remote assistance and work from anywhere. Learn more at remotepc.com. Mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming sunny, 60s and 70s here in the city, 70s to 80s around the bay, with westerly winds up to 15 miles per hour. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio. Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance. The time right now is 8:07.